The Jamaica Defence Force JDF Coast Guard is tasked with the maintenance of law and order in Jamaica's maritime domain. Commander of the JDF Coast Guard, Anthony Tuwemis Gorman, recently sat down with Ian Bowen to discuss the role of the JDF Coast Guard in strengthening the country's national security.
The JDF Coast Guard is a unit of the Jamaica Defence Force, and we have a number of roles. Primarily, we are responsible for maritime law enforcement, maritime safety, which includes search and rescue, and that supports a lot of our fisher folk mm-hmm. who operate off the coast of Jamaica. And it's also under some international obligations that the country must be able to provide search and rescue for shipping, commercial shipping, cruise shipping, and the like. We also have a role in national disaster relief, both locally, and we also support that regionally as is required, and we do support the infantry in their roles in internal security and other national security matters.
What sort of liaison do you have with international Coast Guard groups? How do you keep abreast of best practices?
Well, the Jamaica Defence Force generally, not just the Coast Guard, mm-hmm. we do keep abreast by training with our international partners. We access some of the best training available in our field, wherever it is available. So we are able to keep abreast of trends, we assess our threats, and we train towards mitigating those threats.
The Prime Minister has spoken a lot recently about the two boats which have been acquired and the role that these boats will play in our national security. I want you to just explain to us the significance of these boats, how they will really strengthen national security.
Well, some persons may not be aware that the maritime space that is considered part of Jamaica territorial space is actually about 25 times the size of the land area. And so the Coast Guard has a responsibility for this space, to protect the space, to intercept whatever comes into space. We really are the only agency of government that is able to respond to anything that occurs in that space, whether positive or negative. So as it relates to law enforcement, we have to respond to interdiction, whether it is narcotics, weapons, human trafficking, when it comes to protecting our fisheries. And Jamaica has an extensive and one of the most rich resource or fishing banks in the Western Hemisphere where it relates to spiny lobster and conch. Mm-hmm. And that is a significant economic asset to the country. So we do have threats from poachers from other neighboring countries. And so we have that responsibility as well to support the Ministry of Agriculture and to support the fishers in deterring and interdicting poachers in that space. So the use of these vessels are very wide and varied and impacts not only our national security, but it also our economic security. There's the whole matter of transnational organized crime. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what you see occurring on land is emanating or is intertwined and interlinked to what occurs in our maritime space, because Jamaica has no company or manufacturer that I know of that makes weapons that is the main perpetrator of crimes on our mainland. And so these weapons come into the country via our ports, whether airports, seaports, documented or undocumented. And so our ability to know what is in our space and to intercept whatever is coming through our space and interrogate it is of paramount importance to national security.
The trafficking of guns into Jamaica is one of those vexed areas, Commander. Would you say that the fact that we have so many guns, and as you have said, we don't manufacture any, speaks to the inadequacy or the failure of the Coast Guard?
I wouldn't say it's a failure of the Coast Guard. It is a gap that we are now seeking to address with the acquisitions. If you look at the Jamaican coastline, I think there's a figure of about over 300 coves and inlets. Absolutely. That persons can use to mm-hmm. access the shoreline with small vessels. Mm-hmm. And so maritime domain awareness is no one fix. A boat or an aircraft or type of vessel or various stations around the coast will not all fix them by themselves. So it has to be a layered approach and interconnection. There also has to be a robust intelligence network that supports the kind of interdiction to have more successes. So I wouldn't say it is a failure of the Coast Guard, but I do say there are gaps in some of our security apparatus that I think that we're seeking to address.
Commander of the JDF Coast Guard, Anthony Tuwemis Gorman, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Bowen.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.